and then to keep the prophecy, which is the message of today. We want to pray that God will open our hearts as we're here, that we hear, and we will read along with Apostle as he's preaching, and we will ask that grace will be given unto us to be able to keep this written word, because the Bible says what? The time is near. The time is so close. We cannot continue to play around with the word. Let's begin to pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, we thank you, God, because the Bible says we are blessed when we read your word. The Bible says we are blessed when we hear your words. The Bible says, oh God Almighty, that we are blessed when we keep your word. Father, we pray, oh Lord God Almighty, that your grace be released upon this house. Lord God Almighty, as we hear the message of today, oh God, Lord God Almighty, that your grace will be released upon everyone that will enter into this place, that we will be the doer of your word. All that is written, as we hear the message you have given unto your servant, Lord God Almighty, we pray that it will do us good in the name of Jesus, that Lord God Almighty, at the end of the service, as we go out from here, we will be the doer of your word, because we know, oh God Almighty, you say it is only the doer that is blessed. Lord God Almighty, we want to be blessed. Not only that we'll be blessed, Lord God Almighty, is a way, is a journey to heaven. Heavenly King of glory, we pray that you will help each and every one of us that will be under today's ministration, oh God, that Lord God Almighty, as we hear, Lord, grace to be given unto us, oh God Almighty, to be the doer, our hearts, oh God Almighty, to be open. Every wandering, Lord God Almighty, we command it to cease in the name of Jesus, that our hearts will not wander away, oh God Almighty, even from today's message, Lord God Almighty, that we'll be able to comprehend, oh God, the depth, the width, the length of your word concerning our lives, oh God Almighty, and our life will not remain the same, that we'll be a living gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ here on earth, in the name of Jesus. Almighty and everlasting Father, we are your people called by your name. Lord God Almighty, we say, pray, oh God, we cannot do it on our own. We ask, oh Lord God Almighty, that you will release upon us grace and strength, strengthen us, oh God, in the inner man, strengthen us, oh God Almighty, that, oh God Almighty, the cares of this world will not take away your word, oh God Almighty, even as we hear this morning, in the name of Jesus, Lord God Almighty, that our hearts will be strong, Lord God Almighty, that we fight the good fight of faith through the word of God that we will hear this morning, in the name of Jesus. We commit everyone into your hands, oh God. We say, have your way into their service, Lord God Almighty, have your way, oh God, pour your Holy Spirit upon us, oh God. You said we can do nothing without the Holy Spirit. Lord God Almighty, we ask, oh God, Holy Spirit, we strengthen our hearts. Holy Spirit, we strengthen us. Holy Spirit, we energize us. Holy Spirit, we mold us. Mold us in your image and in your likeness to be the doer of your word. We thank you. We worship you, oh Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. The book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 1. The Bible says we must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. I just want you to lift up your voices this morning and pray to the Lord Almighty that every word that we have heard since last year, January till now, and what we will hear today, that the Holy Spirit will help us to pay the most careful attention to those words so that we do not drift away, even as we embark and continue in this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voices. Heavenly Father, we thank you for every word that we have heard in this house, O God. And we pray, O Lord, that your Spirit will help us to pay the most careful attention to every word that we have heard, so that we will not drift away. The Bible says we should not merely listen to the word, but do what it says. Heavenly Father, help us to pay the most careful attention to your word, O God, to do your word, O Lord, to allow your word, O Lord, to form the precepts we follow, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we say thank you for your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed this morning. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's wave unto the Lord. Declare his lordship over you this morning. No distraction. You know, declare the lordship of God in this meeting. God is seated on the throne. Declare, speak out. Declare his lordship. Lord, reign over this meeting. anointing. Reign over me, O God. Take away every thought. You know, there might have been some thoughts that has come with you this morning. Tell the Lord, declare His Lordship. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
The book of Psalm 126, knowing fully well that we are moving towards the time of anniversary. In verse 4 of that Psalm 127, restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. Tell the Lord this morning, as we are approaching the time of our convention, 34 years is not a joke. Tell the Lord to restore our fortunes. Restore our fortunes, O Lord. If this is just a word you want to pronounce this morning before we open the service, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Tell the Lord, meet every one of us at the point of our needs. Meet every one of us. Meet every one of us. Restore our fortune. He said, those who sow in tears, we reap with joy. Tell the Lord, we have sown in tears for these 34 years. This is the time for us to reap. Tell the Lord, tell the Lord. Those who sow in tears, I'm part of the people that have sown in tears in this church. I will reap with songs of joy. The sound of rejoicing will not cease in the camp of Christ in Tabernacle. Tell the Lord, restore our fortunes, O God. God is restoring your fortune. He said, while we are yet seeking, He has answered. Tell the Lord, restore my fortune. Restore my fortune, O God. Tell the Lord, as individuals in your homes, tell the Lord, there are some of you that have worked hard and it seems nothing is happening. In this conference, God is restoring. Heaven is opening. He's pouring forth great and mighty things from heaven. Restore forces. There are some things that have been hidden from us for these 34 years. Restore the fortune of Christ and Tabernacle. In the mighty name of Jesus, restore our fortune, O God. Restore our fortune, O God. There are some of you that have lifted your eyes to the hills of God. Tell the Lord, restore our fortune. Let me receive at this hour. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. As God has answered this prayer this morning and is restoring our fortune, as we are now reaping with joy, as God is meeting every area of our need, with this in your heart this morning, lift up your right hand as we sing together the book of Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell therein. For He hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his heart to what is false, nor swear deceitfully. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek Him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. Amen. As the generation of those who seek the face of God this morning, let's sing the book of Psalm 145. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works. And I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all He has made. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving towards all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving towards all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth is speaking praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. we worship this morning. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. Give God praise. Sing with your understanding and worship in the tongues of the Spirit. Praise and honor and glory. We thank you. There is just none like you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We give you praise for the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed be your name. We give you the praise and honor and glory. There's just none like you. As we sing, give us understanding. As we worship, give us insight. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' holy name, we are worshipped. Turn to someone beside you and welcome them in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell them how blessed they are this morning. Amen forevermore. Hallelujah. Please, let's be seated in the heavenly places. I'm so glad to hear the song that you are singing. There is none like my friend. He is my Savior. He is my Maker. He is my Lord. And He has become my friend. Put your hands together for the living Jesus. Hallelujah forevermore. My heart is pumping for the message of the Lord. I told them in New Cross. Now, Christ with Tabernacle, let me tell you a prayer. Do you pray for me? There are two nations in the world that I want to pray. When you pray for me, I don't need any prayer from you apart from this. There are two major nations in the world, Nigeria and the United States, that God will put my voice on the air there. That doors will open in every television station that people listen to. And any social media that people listen to. Because if the people of these nations will hear what I'm teaching you from the Lord, I can see hell depopulated. I can see heaven populated. I can see a lot of repentance in the church and a redirection by the Holy Spirit. I can see many people who have been locked up in false doctrine released from the cage and the bondage of hell. You know, the Lord spoke to me throughout the night today. At least allowed me to sleep for an hour and a half. Because of the revelation, I could not feel sleepy. I've been teaching you about, someone tell me, you're new in Christ. Your new identity in Christ. And we have traveled a little bit on this journey, revealing to you several scriptures. And who can tell me the scripture we started all this discussion from? 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It's as if this says this section, you are backbenchers, are you? You are waiting for the act of parliament to be passed to you before you take decision. Yeah? All right, what scripture was it? And what does it say? Don't put it on the board. Who is that person? Are you cheating in the church? No, they are not. All right, now I want to read it from your mentor. I told you some scriptures you must know as a young Christian. These are one of the scriptures that a new believer his thoughts. So we read it together from our mind. Therefore, if anyone... And then the next verse is, all this is from... Excuse me. Some of you have been coming to this church for years, and yet you are looking at me. Do you know that the world will soon come to an end? There is a video I listened to. I was sent by one of the young youths, and I will send it to all members of this church to listen, because I can validate the testimony that is true. It's a British young black boy, born in England, grew in England, and end up in Satanism. Now converted. And the video was sent to me because a lot of things have taught you. That boy mentioned everything and also validates the things I tell you that Satan can do and Satan cannot do. So, you remember salvation, therefore, is a provision determined by the Father. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And it is a remedy sent by the Father so that man can be reconciled back to him. All men have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, including yourself and I and Pope. We were born sinners. If we could save ourselves, we have looked at the scripture, there is no need for Jesus to come. If we can attain God by good works, Jesus does not need to come. God needs not send his son. But because we are all bankrupt sinners, just because of this flesh, which we inherited from Adam, so, and Eve, so we're born sinners. And that's the reason why we could never do good. Because a natural man will have some good he does, but he will also have some bad he does. We cannot redeem our mind from evil thoughts. Alright? So when I gave you a series of scriptures for you to check whether you are truly born again, that's the issue. We recognize the fact that, and from testimonies of a number of people, and of course the Lord Jesus. Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to heaven. Only one man at a time can walk through it. Husband and wife can't walk through it. But he said, broad is the way that leads to hell. And he says, many are going into it. We recognize from the book of 2 John that Satan's ultimate goal is to take everybody, man, to hell. So his last struggle is to invade the church. People who have professed that they have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. That's his last, the last battle on earth. And of course, 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1 says, in the last, you can put all those ones down on board. In the last days, the Spirit declares that many will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Now, we're not dealing with that today. I'm dealing with generational curses today. No more generational curses. That's what the title is. No more generational curses. So then, we have looked at the evidence of the scripture to help you know this, that only few people who go to church are going to heaven. Really, from the revelation that Pastor Pittman had when he was taken to heaven, he said in 1978, on that encounter, only 1.5% or whatever, you know, was going to heaven among those who died. You know, and this is true, because when we go deeper into this, you will recognize, not today, but tomorrow, next Sunday, I'll be going into more details about, you know, the information about how Satan programmed the church and how Satan is working in the mind of Christians and how they lose salvation and die and go to hell. And I think it will be good for you, for me to teach it after you have all listened to this boy that I'm going to send to you, this young man. But I'm saying this to you, that Jesus died so that you and I can be redeemed back to God. That scripture says, 2 Corinthians 5:17. We'll go from that into the reason why you can never be cursed. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, it's a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And the next verse says, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. And the next verse says, shall we read it together? That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, as he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. The next verse says, 20 and 21. We are therefore ambassadors of Christ, as though God was making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. You understand that? You can't live the way you think anymore. If you do, you are not in Christ. Don't make a mistake to die. It'll be a bitter mistake. If you do things the way you think, there is somebody who is a just judge and not a respecter of your title or man. He will judge you according to the equity of holiness. And if you look at each time I finished with you last week, sharing with you from the book of Genesis about two characters, Genesis and Exodus. In the Genesis 1, Laban, the father of Rachel, was an idol worshipper. And so Rachel stole the God of the father while he was going to his marital home. And the father pursued a witch doctor to put a curse on Jacob. And the Bible says God double-crossed him and said, don't utter a word, either good or bad, either curse or blessing. My own child is not, the blessing of my child is not in your mouth. Isn't it? Similarly, in the book of Leviticus 23, the Bible talks from 22 about Balak, a king, who went to invite a medium, a witch doctor, to come and put curse on Israel. I expected that you have read the verses because I gave you that as a homework. But then, when he decided to curse them, after he built 7 altars, and I remember I told you that some people now came up with another heretic teaching. They talk about your family altars. They are all thieves. Really, you know, one of the things that happened with people is this. And I said this in the first service. I want to say it again because I'm talking to the whole world. Everyone who preached wrong, erroneous message, if you check them all, number one, they lack the knowledge of English. They read it, they speak it, but they don't understand English. Because those of us who came from Africa, you will agree with me, whatever profession you are, when you come into England, you will be retrained on English, though you spoke English in your country. The English you spoke in your country is Cockney, it's not English. And you'll be taught about English, regardless of the fact that in our country we are taught about apostrophic and all stuff like that, but we don't honor them. We don't honor the symbols and signs in English language. And one of the things that you'll be taught is understanding English language. If you don't know it, some people who are very brilliant have come up with bad degree in England. Not because you don't speak English, but the English you speak is not the real English. And the Bible is written in real English. So, those who perpetrate error, when I will show you the flaws in generational curses, you will know bluntly that it is because of lack of English knowledge. I had to go and study English for beginners. Really, you know, in my law career, I had to be attending extra class of English. And I did it as a model. English language also, because the laws are written in English. And if you don't understand when a punctuation mark is inserted between a word, what that implies to the word before different from when an apostolic mark is put between a sentence, then you will misinterpret the law and you will misapply it. Now, I want to follow me with your intellectual mind. Everybody, just follow me. Intellectual mind doesn't mean academic. It just means common sense. I want to follow me. Forget about anything you have learned about this topic, where I'll show you all the flaws. But however, it is the manipulation of satanic spirits, as we read it in that scripture, that lead to the errors. So, Balaam built 7 altars. So those who preach that, you know, you have to go and destroy the altars of your fathers can have effect on you, they're talking nonsense. They are talking nonsense. And I can confront anybody under heaven by this. Because I was born by a wizard. In my own family, they had altars. Woe to the spirit that think he can come and meet me and ask me of the altar of my forefathers. That spirit will not, he will not go back to tell good story to the other spirits in hell. Because if a man be in Christ Jesus, all things are become. For those who haven't known me before, I was born by a wizard. My father's name is Alfred Sean Wally Williams. My mother's name is Kuburat Rabiat Ewije. And those of you know what that means. I know you understand. My father, my mother were from Abeokuta, but my father's ancestors, mother's side came from Awurishasha. And of course, the Lord Jesus have appeared to me several times. A number of times, he's taken me to heaven. And of course, I have entered into the evil forest in Ijebuland and come out unhurt. Really, devil was hurt for my going there. If you want to know more of that, you can go and read about my book. Read in my book, you know about my missions. Not only in Nigeria. I can stand on earth to say the Bible is true and let man be liar. Okay? So now let's go ahead. When this man told Balaam to curse Israel, they built 7 altars. After 7 altars was built, what happened? Go to verse 4. Shall we read that? So then what did God say? Then let's read on.
The Lord put a message in Balaam's mouth and said, go and ask you and give me.
Now hear this. What he's saying is this. No man under heaven, either in occultic world or Christian world, have the power to curse God's children. God will double cross them. If they intend to, when they open their mouths, they will not speak their intention, but they will be speaking what heaven is saying. This is the precedence in this. And I'm a living witness. Are you talking to me now? Let's go to the next one. Shall we read together? So,
he went back
and found the enemy of Israel standing behind beside his offering. That is the king Balak. The one who hated you and went to call a medium to curse you. When the medium came back, he saw that man standing by his own sacrifice. I want to go to Yoruba land. You know what I've just said? If you take ashes, what I said now in my dialect, if you take ashes and you throw it up, you do it when you get home, the ashes will blow towards you. That's what happens. It is a law of reversibility return. So if anybody devises evil against a Christian, All the time, God double-crosses them. He changes the tape of their mouth so that when they utter the curse, in their heart they want to curse, but when they open their mouth, they will bless him. Okay? So if you look at this principle, because from here we're going to generate a curse. So he sat beside his offering, and then what did he do? The next verse. Then, shall we read it? Then Balaam uttered his oracle. Balak brought me from Haran, the king of Moab, from Eastern Mountain. Come, he said, curse Alfred for me. Come, denounce, hallelujah. Now hear the oracle of God. Then what did he say? How can I curse? Tell somebody I'm blessed. Tell somebody I'm blessed. Say I'm blessed forever. Hallelujah, forevermore. How can a medium curse those God had not cursed? So if you claim to be a Christian and you have been nursing this fear of curses, it's because you have been made a fool by more people who are more foolish than you. You know, let me digress a little bit. English audience, just I will interpret to you. Because this thing is from Nigeria and America. The Nigerian Christians and America. Look, there is something they call, in my dialect, Ayomo. Ayomo means, it's not predestination. It's not predestination. Let me help you know, in Yoruba, the God my forefathers served believe in Olodumare. That's their God. And they believe that when each man is coming to the world, he will go before the altar of Olodumare and kneel down. And they will ask him, this world you are going into, what is your choice? And he will begin to tell Olodumare his choice. And whatever he told Olodumare his choice, and they will say, go. And that is what will happen to him on earth. That is what they call Ayomo. In Yoruba, they say, for those people who are there who are curious, not for this or the congregation, they said, Akunleyo la dayeba. Adayeba la dayeshe. And that is what I've just explained to you. That's when you are leaving the world, the heaven, you kneel down before Olodumare and choose your portion. And then when you get to the earth, what you kneel down to choose is what is binding on you. But I read the Bible and heard Isaiah chapter 14 verse 24.
Yes.
Chapter 14 verse 24. It says, the Lord Almighty has sworn, surely as I have planned, not as you have planned. It will be senseless for their God to not have decision on every man he sends to the world. You see that senselessity? It's very senseless. Because the God of Christians, he is the maker of heaven and earth, he did not discuss with any one of us concerning what we should do on earth. He is the master planner. He has ordained us to carry out some things. Somebody says, can you back it up with the Bible? Yes, I tell you. Look very, very quickly to the book of 2 Peter 1:3. What did he say? His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his glory and goodness. Our God determines our life. He knows that we are frail. He cannot entrust us to tell him what we want to be. No, he sent us to be what he created us to be. And that defies the philosophy of Ifa. Ayomo, nonsense. Can you imagine how many Nigerian Yorubas have been praying? Ayomomi, Oluwa, Oluwa, which Ayomo? They mix idolatry into Christianity. Because even the Yoruba Bible they are reading now is not the true Yoruba language. I was born in the true Yoruba language. When they spell Aye as Aye, what is the meaning of A-Y-E? Aye? It's useless. Not doesn't have meaning. Bishop Ajay Krada, when he translated English to Yoruba, he wrote Aye as A-I-Y-E, which means Aye, where you are coming and you don't know. That makes sense to me. God bless Krada in heaven forever.
Amen.
Excuse me. You know, if you are not careful, you will think Olodumare means God. No, it's not our God. Our God is Yahweh.
Yes, sir.
Yahweh. He created you for himself. He is the one who designed you. He is the one who appointed what will be for life and for godliness. And it is only through the knowledge of Christ you can be it. Go back. I'm going to talk to you more about this. The strategies of the devil. We will naked the devil. Hallelujah. He will have no hiding place. Amen. You know, that young man said something that bubbles in the heart of our brother. He said that, do you know that Lucifer does not have power to create? He said, Apostle said it. He said, Lucifer only uses man to create things. Because it is unto man God gave.
Yes, sir.
But to him, God had taken out. He said, yeah, I brother said that. We will talk more. Let's go to the curses. Go back to the book of curses. Go back to that Leviticus. Yeah, Numbers rather. So, how can I curse whom God has not cursed? How can I denounce God? But now, look at the next verse. Shall we read the next verse together? From the rocky peak. Do you see that now? Are you a Christian?
Yes.
Then you must not consider yourself as one of the nations. I've told you, when you see a fashion they're flinging from hell, fashion they decided in their dark world, you follow it, Satan finish you. He will. And God cannot help you. A man plaits his hair like a woman. Odirun Shanguni. He doesn't know that back in share Oh, Baba Rishanla, you're going to buy all. What I'm saying is that. I hope you won't deport me to Nigeria as you guys are looking at me. So, you know, I always say something about my language. It's God's language. It's deeper than Greek and Latin. You know, what I was saying is this. You see, a medium, you went to a medium and a medium said to you in English, a medium said to you, you have a very big problem. He said, you are talking rubbish. Let me go to a clairvoyancer. The medium, the witch, or the clairvoyance person, who is their master? Satan. It's Satan. Wherever you go, it's the devil that we see speak. Let those who seek Jesus know this. You can never find rest in lies. If someone lied to you, you'll only be hearing and reading what God did through those who love him, those who believe in him. You will never encounter it. You have to walk the way for you to reach the destination. The way of God is not crooked and it's not, there is no sideways, no branching. It's straight way. You step out of it, you're on your own. Nigeria needs to hear this. Why are we having such a terrible situations in all these nations? A good number of people who intercede in the name of the Lord have gone to the world system. And they followed the voice of the world and is ruled by Satan. I'm going to teach you about the two kingdoms next Sunday. and you have better understanding. But today, just know this. Those who follow Jesus never consider themselves as part of the nation. So we never follow the custom of the nation. We never follow the fashion of the nation. We don't watch, I don't know what they call this thing again. They call pop idol. Thank you so much. They grave an image in gold, and they are giving that statue to people that they perform well. You don't understand that it's Lucifer's image. If you want to know it, go to Birmingham. The reason why Birmingham Council in London, in UK is bankrupt. This is the reason. Last time, they were celebrating idols. They brought the bull and they showed the bull on their parade. And then after they have celebrated that bull, which is the express image of Baal. Alright? They now put that bull in the Birmingham International train station. So they have decided to replace the God of England as Lucifer. Look at it. This is the bull. If you want to check, go check this on the Google. It will tell you the source of this image is from Lucifer. This is Lucifer standing. After all, in the Council of Birmingham, if you enter the Council of Birmingham, you will see a statue there. This is Lucifer in the council. And Christians are looking. And they can't protest. I don't know what has happened in England. So why would they not go bankrupt? The hand of God is against them. It's not only bankruptcy. Unless we pray and mercy is shown to Birmingham, tragedy is looming over Birmingham. Write my words down. Lucifer is having fun with human beings, and he's playing games with their life and sending them to hell. But however, you who are in church, you must not go to hell by choice. By default, you are created by God, reconciled by the blood to go to heaven. So you must not live as the nation lives. Now, what is the origin of generational curses? I just laid that foundation for you to understand about curse. Go to the book of Exodus 20. Verse 2. We are looking at the 10 commandments. It says in verse 2. Of Exodus 20. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other God beside me. That is commandment number one. You know, you have 10 commandments. Number one, thou shall have no other God beside me. Now let us look at number two. Shall we read number two together? So, on the first one, God pronounced a commandment, a law. But he did not give us what is the sanction that cable to the breach of that law. Because the first one also is neatly related or tightly related with the second one. He said, thou shalt have no other God beside me. Okay? Then he went further to say, thou shalt not make for yourself an idol like that we saw in Birmingham just now. In the form of anything in heaven, whether they are birds, and on the earth beneath, or in water below, whether I call them amiwata, or terrestrial, or yams, or stuff like that, you know, Zeus, you know, Baal, Asherah, and the rest of the spirits. God says you must not make them. It says in verse 5, shall we read it together? You shall not bow down. Excuse me. Now we recognize God says that if you bow down and worship those gods, don't make any god. But if you always make god and bow down to them, he says, I'm a jealous God. And then God said, because I'm jealous, he says, I will punish you and your children, and I'll punish your children for your sins. But God qualified the statement. Those of you who are in law, put your cap on. When a statement is qualified, it means that that statement has exclusion clause. Okay? Because that scripture tells us, you shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am jealous God, punishing the children for the sins of the fathers to the third and fourth generation and qualification of those who hate me. So, if there are generations that did not hate God, that sanction is not applicable. Am I telling you something? See, this is what I'm saying. When you read the scripture, you need to understand the language of the scripture. If it's written in English, you need to understand the letters of English and understand sentence in English. But unfortunately, all Christians who believe in this stuff, some of them have prayed and fasted till they got ulcer. Can you imagine? Because what they are fasting for is not legitimate. They misunderstood the word of God. Which means, therefore, do they have the Holy Spirit? I will question that if they do. Of course, they go to church. Of course, they cry sometime when they pray. They cry sometime when they worship. But God is not in them. Because if the Lord is in you, I will show you next week, there are things that are omen which shows that the Spirit of God is a man. If you don't have such omen, you are not born again. You may come to church. You see, to be blessed, to have money and make progress, those things, people outside, God still blesses them. He blesses them. But the difference between you and them is this. If you are born again, the Holy Spirit of God enters into you. You will see, that boy talks about his age of 4. Satan had been programming him at 4. And some people will deprive their children of 4 from coming to the shrine of God, church. They will not let them come to church. If devil put demons in children of 4 in England, he saw in Nigeria. He saw in America. I met them in America. In my ministry life. Why can't Christians understand? From baby, you put God in your children. In your children. Put God in them. Get them filled with the Holy Ghost at 4. Or else, they will go to the same primary school that boy went. Okay? He ended up in new age system. There are many children born in homes where they're Satanists, they're witches, they're warlords and stuff, new age and stuff like that. They come to the school with our own children. Now I will say my grandchildren. But let me tell you, we will stuff our kids with the Holy Spirit. Chunk it into their bellies. So that when those who have demons, babies, children who have demons, come near them, they will manifest. This scripture says, if you bow down to idols together with your children, then you are under a curse to the fourth and third and fourth generation, but of those who hate God. So, question is, who are the recipients of generational curses? Those who worship idol and bow their heads to idol, and by the book of Romans chapter 8, we'll go and look at that next Sunday. By default, they are hostile towards God. And I will help you know the meaning of hostility. Now, we're going to move very quick now, because I need to lay this foundation for you to have understanding that. Generational curses, therefore, it will be wrong or ultra-virus for anyone to direct generational curses towards a child of God, because you don't hate God. And that clause says, only those who hate me. But let me say this to you. We know the origin of generational curses is this. And we know the recipients are those who are idol worshippers, who bow their heads to another image, and they hate God, hostile to God. But you see, those who always teach wrong doctrine, this is what you use, you know, the way to approach them. You tell them to read further. They never read further. They take a scripture out of context and say, you have demon, you have demon, you have demon, you have demon. You who have Holy Ghost, they say you have demon. And you are afraid because you are still a baby. Hallelujah. Someone says that somebody who is a born again have demon. Next week we'll talk more about that. But it's a lie from the devil. Let me say this to you. You know, in occultism, witchcraft, Satanism, and stuff like that, this is what Satan gave these warlords, you know, to do. When people come to you, threaten them. Put fear in them. And that's what they do. That's why if you go to a witch doctor or anybody witch doctor, to a clairvoyant, anybody, they will be telling you all manners of tragedy that is coming for you, curse that is upon you, witches that are after you, demons that are after you. Who are they? A messenger of Satan telling you that. You believe? They are taught to rule by fear. Because fear is of the devil, it holds man back into slavery. The Bible says you are not given the spirit of fear that you found by slavery. Do you understand that? So when they put fear in you, anything they tell you to do, you do. Any sacrifice they tell you to do, you do. How can you now come to church only to meet ministers who also put fear in you? What's the difference between them and the witch doctor? They are ruled by the same Father. They are not ministers of God Most High. Because Jesus says, if Son therefore set you free, you are free. Indeed. Indeed. For therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. For in Christ Jesus the law of spirit of life set me free. I was not set free from the world to come to church, only to be bound again to the fear I had in the world, and to pay sacrifice again after Jesus paid the price. That certainly is not the church of the living God. You know, what pains me most is that none of them came from family who do idols. And they say all these things. Look at what God says to you. So, we know here, generational curses is for those who hate God. How many of you hate God here? Raise your hand. So, generational curses cannot be yours. Because the underlining factor for a conviction to a man under the law of generational curse is that you worship idol and you hate God. So, prima facie, that curse will come on you. All the demons that afflict the curse, they will afflict you. All the devils, even to your 1,000 generation, can gang together. But look at verse 6. I have good news for you. Shall we stand up on our feet and read verse 6 together? Shall we please? But showing say it again. But showing and who is that person? It's me. Hallelujah. Sit down, please. We'll look at it now. Can you see the same book? The next verse excludes you. I told you when you see in a sentence a qualification, that means that it's an exclusion clause. Only read the next part of the law, you will see those who are excluded. Generational curse comes on those who hate God But for those who love God, there is something. It's generational blessing. Generational blessing. Come on now. I say generational blessing. Did John not confirm it? Look at the book of John. Chapter 1. Let's read again from verse 14. John 1. No, it really is verse 16 we need. Let's read it from 16. From the fullness of grace, we are all consumed one blessing after another. The next verse says, for the law. So from fullness of the grace of Jesus, what do you receive? One blessing and another. Progressive blessing. Integrated exponential blessing. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. This is the word of God. Those who are born again are excluded, even in the Old Testament, from the curse of the law. I remember I told you. Let's go to the book of we've done that. We've done that. I've told you about Balaam and Balak. So if you look at therefore, I've proved to you from the scripture clearly that the verses that talked about I'm the God who visits the sins of children of their father and their children to the third and fourth generation. The same verse said of those who hate me, which is an exclusion clause. And then the next verse spoke about the species under the exclusion. Those who love me, I bless to 1,000 generations. Is God not gracious?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He blesses those who love him to 1,000 generation. And those who hate him, he calls them only to the third generation and fourth generation. Peradventure, a generation will repent.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Did the Bible say so?
Yes.
I'll show you. But before I show you that is talking about the mercy of God. For 5 minutes, let me help you know this. Your state. When 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, if a man be in Christ Jesus, a new creation, old things are passed away. Now, what is that new creation? What does it mean? John chapter 1 verse 12. Let's read it together, please. John chapter 1 verse 12. Shall we together? Yes. Excuse me. So, if generational curses came because of ancestral contravention of commandment number 2, which is idol worshiping, okay? And the Bible says, Alfred, your father was a wizard. Your grandfather, who knows what he was? He must be worse than my father. Because how can a man who is not bad name his children wizard? The name of my father, birth name, in birth certificate is wizard, has come home. I wish my father came to England and passed through the immigration office. And when they call his name and say that Alfred wizard has come home, I'm sure the immigration officer who will read that will first be shaking. What am I going to see here now? That was my father's name. You call the names of your children, Sam, Emmanuel, David, all the good names in the Bible. That's what you know. That's why you gave your children. The only thing my grandfather knew is Satan. So he gave his child Satan. Okay? But you see, that wizard has come home, who is my father. One day met Jesus. All right? And then, when he met Jesus on the crossroad, I've told you, Jesus is standing in paradise, in kingdom of God. My father is standing in the world. And he carried all this load. And he heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You will find rest for your soul. And he says, Alfred, wizard has come home. Do you hear my voice? Yes, Lord, he says. Give it to me. And the moment my father stretched his hand, all the sins of my father went on him, and Jesus exchanged his position and he stood in my Father's position with all my Father's sins on him, and so my Father became the righteousness of God. That's what the Bible tells us. We checked that last week. Now, therefore, this scripture applied to my new Father, who never existed as far as the scripture is concerned. If a man be in Christ Jesus, he had never existed. He's a new creature or creation. So the old creation was destroyed by the cross of Calvary, and now he comes back to life in a new creation. A man who is sinless before God by the blood of the Lamb. A man who can never be condemned by anybody. Neither can he be condemned by devils who were his partners in the old days. Because something took place. If a man is in Christ, he is a new creation. So the old creation died at the cross. The one who came out now is new. He is sinless. All the sins of old are forgiven. All the evil of... Oh my God! I don't want to talk about my Father, but you know, you need to understand this. When Jesus saves, he saves completely. Hallelujah. The Bible says, woe to he who condemns, he that God has justified. But my Father, when he was saved, he never turned back to the devil, neither did he now listen any longer to the voice of Satan, which he left in the world. Really, he became an army, a member of God's army, fighting the kingdom of hell, and they flee before him. I was raised by a man who is so angry that Satan wasted some part of his life. I wish I had known you, Jesus. I wish I had known you. But now that I know you for the rest of my life, Satan will see Pepe. So he gave back to his son while he knew Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Pepe my Father could not show Satan, I am showing the devil over the world. He showed, my Father showed him Pepe. I showed him alligator Pepe. My Father showed the devil cayenne pepper, but I am showing the devil alligator Pepe. You don't know what it is, don't worry about it. Listen to me. And that's why I'm not happy when I see people lie to. He says, you are children of God. What that means, therefore, if we believe that we are new creation, the old has gone. No. Yes, yes. Go back to my John. So, yet to all who received him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So if we are now children of God, it means that your umbilical cord that you had from your generation have been severed. And your umbilical cord is now joined with Jesus. That's what gives you right to be called child of God. So if you are no more part of the generation of this world, how can the curse and generational curses of the world come upon you? It has no jurisdiction. There are two kingdoms that rule. Romans chapter 8 tells you that. The kingdom of the laws of life and the kingdom of sin and death. We'll look at that next week. Colossians tell you and I in chapter 1, look at it, let me give you that. In chapter 1, you should know the verse. God delivered us from what? I've taught you this. Can you imagine this man? Colossians chapter 1, he had delivered us.
He has rescued us.
Look, don't forget, 1, 13 and 14, 2, 13 and 14, they are so significant. Colossians 1, 13 and 14, and 2, 13 and 14, 13, 14 and 15, to add one to it. He had one more verse. So he says here, for he has rescued you from dominion of darkness, which is the world. That is the world system that Satan ruled over the world. And then he had brought you into the kingdom of his son, which is the kingdom of heaven represented on earth. So these are two jurisdictions that are ruled by two distinct laws. The kingdom of Satan is ruled by the law of sin and death. That's Romans chapter 8 verse 1. And the kingdom of God is ruled by the law of life spirit of life. So any law pronounced that is binding in dominion have no authority over the kingdom, because this dominion is a servant of the kingdom. They cannot make law in Birmingham and bind United Kingdom. So Birmingham just had a law and said that we have written a law and they want to arrest Rishi Sunak by their law. Excuse me. Or they want to say that, yes, you know, because we have decided in Birmingham Council, so, you know, Parliament, you have to submit to Birmingham Council. It's just stupid. It cannot be. They may say it, but we know they are just cranking, you know. Maybe they took LSD. Or heroin. Oh, yeah, if they say things like that. Am I talking to you?
Yes, sir.
So it is. They sit down ruling dominion of darkness, which is the system of this world. But the kingdom of God is on earth, which comprises you and I who are born of God. And the kingdom of God in heaven, the extension of it is the kingdom of God on earth. That's why Jesus said, not to devil, not to demons, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Because you are God's representation on earth, the church of the living God, saints of the living God. You are the God assigned on earth to rule, to take authority over everything. How then can Satan's rule have power over you? No, it cannot. It cannot. The jurisdiction. When I was writing this overnight, you know, I couldn't sleep. I told you. And then God began to talk to me from what I know. And next week I'll talk to you about it. It talks about, you know, it says the kingdom of light, the kingdom of darkness. It says a matter of jurisdiction. And he said to me, remember your international law. And I will give you a little information about that. The reason why French government cannot cross line to England now and say the law of Europe says this, and so we arrest you for it. Conflict of laws, they call it. Let me say this to you. Satan has no power.
Yes.
Curses only reside among those who worship Satan. But for those who bow their heads to Jesus, in that jurisdiction, there's no curse. It's only one blessing to the other. So if a person says, I'm a minister representing Jesus, he can only tell you where that blessing is. He can only reveal to you more about how you can access the blessing. If he tells you that because when you were under the jurisdiction of Satan, you were cursed, and so now you are in God's jurisdiction, I need to do something for you not to be cursed. Tell him, what about the price paid by Jesus on the cross? What about that? Are you mightier than Jesus as apostle, as pope, as prophet, as pastor? Who told you that he has to do something else after the sacrifice had been done? It's a lie of the devil. You know? So go back to that John chapter 1, verse 12. Let me give you a more information about the fact that you don't belong to generation on. I don't belong to generation of Shoku Bamila what's my father's name, Papa again? I told you, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
What is his name? Thank you so much. I don't expect you guys, you are English, you know, I don't expect it. I don't expect you to understand or remember it. I won't turn to my son and ask him, what is your grandfather's name? He only will tell me Alfred. The Oshorinwale, he can't pronounce it, you know. So Oshorinwale, you see, it's not Oshorinwale, it's Oshorinwale. That's what I'm saying. You see now, it sounds different in India. You thought he was saying the right thing, isn't it? That's what I said, you are English. No problem. There are some English names too that I can pronounce, but I'm learning to get there, you know. So this is the fact. If you are children of God, The reason why it is valid to believe that your umbilical cord has been disconnected from your maternal birth, now plugged into God, is because God calls you His sons. So He says here, children born not by natural descent, so your old umbilical cord is gone, but or no human decision, this birth, as the birth in your physical was in an agreement between your father and mother, and then you came forth. But the birth in God has nothing to do with your father, has nothing to do with your mother. If God says it has nothing to do with your ancestors, your father and mother, how could a priest say it has to do with your ancestors? God said it's not. It doesn't have to do with it anymore. You are no more under that. You still physically, you know, on earth, they call you that name. But spiritually, you have been disconnected.
Yes. Praise God.
Thank you,
Jesus. And he says, but born of God. Born of God. I will in the house. I have just 3 more minutes. So then, I will take you to born of God, because you don't, I only need to establish to you that that generation that has curse, you are not part of them. I also help you to understand the legal implication of the word second commandment, the first and second commandment, and the exclusion that God wrote there for man to just understand, and the next verse that now talk about his own children. So how can you apportion verse 6 to an occult or an idol worshiper? Come on, can you? So if you cannot apply verse 6 of that Exodus to an idol worshiper, how could you allow someone to apportion you that part 5, verse 5, that God said is for idol worshippers? Born of God. I give you one thing about the born of God. 1 John 5, 4 to 5. Shall we read it together? For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Then verse 5 says, who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Do you believe?
Yes.
If you believe, you are a child of God. Only those who believe that Jesus is Son of God. But you know, those who believe that Jesus is Son of God don't continue in sin. For he that is born of God does not continue in sin. Yes, 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 yes. Chapter 5, verse, you know, yeah. Let's look at verse 18. Chapter 5, verse 18 says, for everyone born of God, who will know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin, the one who was born of God keeps him safe, and the devil cannot. He didn't say may not, he says cannot. So which means it's impossible for the devil to do that. But you see, he that is born of God does not continue to sin. What that says is that when you are born of God, you cannot plot sin and execute it. Okay? They are plotting against someone in your office. You are not part of it. You will let them know, I'm not part of this. They are gossiping somebody in your office. You can't do that where I am. Sorry, boss. You can't. Okay? Nobody can touch you if you say that. Whoever boss it may be. I've told you in this church, if your boss touch you anyhow, talk to us. I just spoke in tongues. Huh? If anybody touched you nonsensically, we are in England. Anybody just felt that because he's a boss, he can just terminate your appointment. Let him try it. And you come and talk to us. We have guys who can handle it. I can tell you that he will eat his yam, his pounded yam as yam. He will begin to eat, what do you call this now? Instead of pounded yam, he'll be eating plantain yam. Or cauliflower yam. Cauliflower pudding. The Bible says God warns king concerning them, saying, touch not God's anointed, and make God's prophet no harm. No Satan can harm you, and no man can harm you. Why? Because you are born of God. You see, the difference between you and the unbeliever, they can just sin recklessly and even boast about the sins they are committed. Somebody was boasting today on LBC that I slept with many men. So I have HIV, but anyway, I slept with many men. And she was just saying like that, as if it's nothing. I warn you, my boys and my girls, if any girl come to you and says, sleep with me, far from the madding crowd. Because if she says that, that is what she must have done to other men. And women who sleep with every man are baggage of demons. As they go like that with their heart painted, if God open your eyes in the spirit and you see them, you see the one pulling their hair, see the one pulling their neck, the one pulling their, all over the place, demons. Same time with a man who just sleep with any girl, they are bag of demons. One contact with them in sex, you are finished. Kaput. Far from the madding crowd. Am I talking to you?
Yes, sir.
Someone said that. What about Christians that they pray and they are bouncing? Go and ask from them who they accepted. Shall we rise up on our feet together and read the last scripture? The fact is this, you know, today that generational curses was not written to you, neither is it written to anyone born of God. It is written to those who worship idol, and it is a sanction on for the breach of commandment 1 and 2. You know, and you are not part of that generation, okay? You've been hearing me say sanction. What is sanction, by the way, is just the penalty for disobeying a law or a rule. That is what sanction is. It's the penalty. So, from Exodus chapter 20, verse 4 to 5, or 1 to 5, verse 2 to 2 to 5, really. Anyone who worships idol, the sanction is generational curses. Now, if you worship God, verse 6 applies. Generational word, blessing. And then I love this. You read it all the time. Psalm 24, verse 3 to 6. Shall we sing it together? Who may ascend? Or who may stand? He who has and who does not lift up his heart to what is for, and swear, he will receive. What will he receive? What will he receive? From who? The Lord. And vindication from God his Savior. Verse 6 says, such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Who is the generation? We. Lift up your voice and worship God. We are the generation of God seekers. We are the generation of God seekers. Yeah, Lord. We give you the praise and honor and glory. Thank God for you are the generation of God seekers. Who will bring charges against God's elect? It is God that justifies. Lift up your voice and bless God. You have the Holy Spirit in you. He teaches you to obey God. Thank God that it is not I that live, but God lives in me. Hallelujah. The generation of God's children are excluded. Oh Lord, worship him who lives forever and ever. Hallelujah. Begin to thank God. Don't let Satan make your mind travel. You travel with the Holy Spirit and begin to thank God. For therefore you are not condemned. Satan cannot condemn you. Men cannot condemn you. No curse can touch you. No curse. Because of the ring of the blood of Jesus around you. And the ring of the blood of God all over your house. Yay! Generation. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of strangers, they will not follow. I want to check to say, I want to pray with you. Are you one of those who listen to the voice of strangers? Balaam said, I see a people who live apart from the nations. They do not dress like the nations. They do not appear like the nations. They do not talk like the nations. I want to check your life from the way you appear to the way you think and to the way you speak. Could someone look at you outside and say, this is, you must be a child of God. Someone says, my appearance doesn't matter. Satan will make a person say that so that he can continue to oppress you. Anybody who listens to the devil can never go too far. When your mates are enjoying God, you know, and enjoying and having encounters of God, you are limited. Because there are two voices, three voices that speak in this world. The voice of man, the voice of Satan, and the voice of God. The voice of man and the voice of Satan speak the same, because man speaks from the flesh. But the voice of God has no rival. And the Bible says, by their fruits you will know them. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want to put your hands on your chest, your right hand on your left chest, and all eyes closed, all head bowed. There is a God who does not want you to suffer. He wants you to have abundant life. There is a God who wants to deliver you from the hands of demons. And you can read this after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I thank you because you died for me. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. I confess with my mouth, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I surrender my life to you. Thank you, Father. My thoughts, my deliberations, my heart. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Father, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' holy name. Lord, I pray for everyone under my voice. The Bible says, blessed is the man whose transgressions have been covered. Blessed is the man whose iniquity will never be counted on him. It says, like the cloud, the Lord has removed your sins from you. And so, Lord, I speak in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of hell assigned to human beings, lose hold in the name of Jesus. God, the Holy Spirit, send your fire. 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 Send your fire into a human body. Send your fire into our mind. Send your fire into our heart. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everything the devil has planted, be pulled out with fire in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of sanity from heaven enter to everyone. Holy Spirit of God, breathe upon every soul. This new week you are going to, you will encounter God. Bad news. If you receive one this week, it is chained to good news next week. This is the month of Christ the Tabernacle. It is the month of Purim. It is the month of Adar. The tables that the devil has set up is overthrown. The month of Purim, God changed the proclamation or death sentence of the Jews, which Haman had planned and built a gallows to hang. Esther and Mordecai and the whole of Jews. But today, this month, that day, God changed the plan and decision of Satan, and the day of mourning became the day of celebration. Next week, your mourning will turn to celebration. Your agony will turn to celebration. Sickness in your body will not exist till next week. By the blood of Jesus, palpitation ceases. By the blood of Jesus, heart heals. By the blood of Jesus, sinuses dry up. By the blood of Jesus, ringing in the air stop. By the blood of Jesus, memory loss restore. By the blood of Jesus, Parkinson healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Every paralytic walk in the name of Jesus Christ. Dead part of organ, receive life in the name of Jesus. Kidney, lungs, liver, receive life in the name of Jesus. Every plot of the devil over every household of members of Christ's Tabernacle, I overthrow them by the blood of the Lamb. In this new week, heaven will speak on your behalf. The plans and purposes of God shall be established for you. The Lord will grant his angels charge over you. They will bring you to the place that God has prepared for you. In the name of Jesus, your news that you have been waiting for, good news, it will come in this week. The end of this week shall turn to celebration for everybody. So shall it be for you. May the presence of God go with you. May the Shekinah glory of heaven surround you. May you have encounters of God in your dreams. May your dreams change and give way to divine revelation. So shall it be for you. And so it is. In Jesus' holy and anointed name we are praying. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Put your hands together for the living God. Hallelujah. Congratulate someone beside in the name of the Lord. Go away rejoicing and proclaiming this. There's no such a thing for those who are in Christ Jesus, no such a thing as generational curse, but generational blessings. Please take your seat in the heavenly places.
Praise the Lord. Have we been blessed? I have been blessed. Hallelujah. And I think our declaration this week, as we go on our business or our working place or our schools or any plan that you have for this week, is that you begin to declare to the Lord that you are blessed and highly favored, because why? You are born of God. I think let us just say that today and say it with your spirit. I am blessed and highly favored because I'm born of God. Hallelujah. You are blessed in Jesus' name. This is offering time and tithe time. Blessing time. Hallelujah. We have two options of giving our offering and tithe this morning. And it's either you do it through the envelopes, the ushers are by the aisle. If you need to give it through the envelopes, there are two types of envelopes. One is the green one, which is for the non-taxpayers. And the second one is the blue envelope for the taxpayers. And if you decide to pay it electronically, the account details is on the board. And as we are given that, I will read the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 9. It says, honor the Lord with your wealth. Honor the Lord. Either we worship the Lord with your wealth, or revere the Lord with your wealth, and that is your offering. With the first fruit of all your crops, which is your tithe. The first fruit of all your crops belongs to the Lord. Your tithe, 10% of it belongs to the Lord. And if you eat it, we are not robbers in the house, because we are blessed people. So our acts of worship, our acts of giving, our offering, and our tithe is a sacred duty that we do before the Lord. And the Lord says when we do this, when we honor him with our offerings and our tithe, what will happen? Then your barns will be filled to overflowing. Hallelujah. And your vats will brim over with new wine. We are in for a blessed time this week. Doors will be opened before us. Treasures of darkness will be given to us. Riches that are stored in secret places will come to us. In this week, we will eat in plenty and be satisfied. Our joy shall be full. I want us to rise up this morning as I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory and praise. For this is a blessed time that we can bring our offering into your storehouse, and we can bring our tithe into your storehouse, so that there may be food in your house. And Father, you made a promise that we should test you with this. You don't need to be tested, because our God is a pure God. He's a holy God. He's a God who never utters the word that goes out of his mouth. Forever his word is settled. And so, Father, we ask that Father, even as we bring our offering as a sign of worship this morning, and as we bring our tithes before you, we ask that you open the floodgates of heaven and pour down a blessing in which there will not be enough room to contain. You are the God who number the cattle upon a thousand hills. They all belong to you. The gold and the silver belongs to you. As we go in the course of this week, we declare heavens open over us. We pray, Father, for those, oh God, who have planned, Lord God, to go for interviews or job applications. You are the God who knows where our jobs are. And so, Father, we pray that, God, you will lead us by the help of the Holy Spirit to where our jobs is, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray that God's favor will come upon those, oh God, who will be going for their interviews. And we declare that, God, in this week, we want to see testimonies. We want to hear testimonies on fantastic job, high profile jobs in the name of Jesus. We declare that businesses are blessed in Jesus' name. God, you are the one who says you will give us, oh God, the treasures of darkness. Every treasure that is out there, we declare, come to us this week in the name of Jesus. For those who are jobless, we declare that you are no longer jobless. Jobs will come to you in high places. Thank you, Father God, for in Jesus' mighty name we are praying with thanksgiving. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. The song says, when he saves completely. Amen. Lord, we bless your name, oh God.
You have done so much. You have done so much for me. I cannot tell it all.
you save completely. When you love completely. And when you bless completely. So this is a holy offering that has been brought by your holy people. Let your holy fire descend from heaven and consume this holy sacrifice. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Can we all be seated as I welcome Pastor Fumi?
Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a blessing to be in a place where you get deep insights into the real truth. The real truth. Imagine that exposition. Proof. Proof that we are blessed of God. Proof that you can never be cursed. Glory be to God. We just have a few announcements this morning. I'd first of all like to welcome anyone who is worshiping with us here at the cathedral for the first time. If it's your first time worshiping with us, we'd like to recognize you. And we'd like to welcome you, the Christ Faith Tabernacle. Would you kind enough please to rise to your feet?
You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome.
All welcome to Christ Faith Tabernacle. Before I say anything else, the brother at the back, I didn't quite see people welcoming him the Christ Faith Tabernacle way. So can I please ask that those seated around that gentleman who is just about to sit down, welcome him like Christ Faith Tabernacle members. You are welcome. You are welcome, and you are welcome, and the Lord bless you. Thank you very much for joining us today, as well as those who've joined us online this morning. I'm sure you've been blessed. If you don't belong to a Bible-believing church, you are welcome to join with us in all of our meetings. So look out for the announcements. Please complete the forms that you've been given. The forms will ensure that we have your contact details and we can stay in touch with you. And we stay in touch with you only for official church purposes. We're also here to bless you in any way that we can. So if you do feel that you have a need, please speak to one of the ushers who will direct you to someone who can help you, and the Lord continue to bless you. I'd like to remind us that our prayer and communion service tonight holds at 8 p.m. on our usual channels, Zoom, YouTube, and free conference call. And our daily prayers continue every day also at 8 p.m. But on Tuesday, JTA will be holding, JTA is the Jesus Territorial Army. That's the intercessory group of Christ Faith Tabernacle, and we're all intercessors. JTA will be holding at 7 p.m. at the Bethesda building, I beg your pardon. Bethesda building is CFT London branch at New Cross Road. So 7 p.m. on Tuesday, and it'll go live at 8 or thereabouts, 7:30. On Wednesday, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m., and that will be holding online on our usual channel, Zoom, YouTube, and free conference call. I'd like to remind the men in the house that the light of the world meeting, the men in the house are called the light of the world. So the light of the world fellowship this week will be holding at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. This meeting is held on Zoom only. So if you do not know the Zoom ID, please make a note of it. It's currently on the screen. And your study topic will be taken from the book. So 1 Timothy chapter 1 from verses 1 to 18. And 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 to 20. 1 Timothy 1 1 to 18 and 1 Timothy 2, 1 to 20. And the Lord bless you as you study ahead of the meeting. I suspect that the format will also be similar to what happened with the women. You probably will be broken into groups so that you can have discussions and contribute before you have an exaltation. So if you're a man in this house, you should be joining that meeting, and the Lord bless you. On Friday, we have our night vigil, and the night vigil will be holding here at the cathedral at 11 p.m. Here at the cathedral at 11 p.m. Please note that the night vigil is not streamed live. You can only join by being here in person or joining on Zoom. And Zoom is available for those who are not in the vicinity of London. So if you live in London, be here, and the Lord bless you. A quick reminder for the Jewels in the Crown and the Morning Stars. The group is beginning to admit its new intakes. So if you as an adult, a parent, or the children in particular would like to join the March intake, then please register with the QR code that is shown on the screen. The Jewels in the Crown and the Morning Stars are a group of young children being trained in the Lord, but being trained in the use of musical instruments. And they don't just play the instruments, they're also studying theory of music, and they're taking the professional exams so that they can play with excellence and great skill. And the Lord bless you. Many parents, you know, admire the children when they come up. So if you want your child to be a part of the group, make sure you register, and the Lord bless you. Now, Apostle has been announcing this month, the month of Adar, the month when Christ's faith tabernacle began. And many of you will remember that it is 40 years in this year that the Lord spoke to our father and gave him the mandate. The Christ's faith tabernacle was then born 34 years ago. And so this year, in February, we begin to mark the 34th anniversary of Christ's faith tabernacle. Hallelujah. 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 If we haven't been marking from first to second to third and counting up to now, we won't be able to tell you it's the 34th anniversary. Thank God for all of those he has used over the years. And thank God for our father and mother who have stayed true to the vision and the mission, and have also brought us into their loins. It's a 34th anniversary and divine intervention convention, and it'll start on Monday the 26th of February and run through to Sunday the 3rd of March 2024. We here are the hosts. We, the London Church, are the hosts. We'll have our guests from across the globe, from our branches, and other guests who have been calling and want to be a part of this 34th anniversary. So please make sure that you make yourself available to support all of the work in the house. But first of all, can I encourage you to please make sure that you register your attendance at the daytime sessions from Tuesday the 27th to Friday the 1st of March. We will have daytime sessions from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. every day, Tuesday to Friday. But from Monday evening, we'll have empowerment sessions every night in this cathedral from 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, the 3rd of March, we will have the Thanksgiving service here at the cathedral. So please make sure you register. But I'd also like to ask that if there are any men, members of Light of the World, who would like to support the transportation efforts during the convention, please register your availability with either Elder King or Deacon Alfred here at the cathedral. Is Deacon Alfred in the cathedral? Somewhere. Yes, Deacon Alfred is waving somewhere to my right. So at the end of the meeting, if you're a man and you're able to support with transportation during the convention, please register your availability with him, and the Lord continue to bless you. I would also like to remind women, please look out for the link on a WhatsApp page that will ask for your availability to support the work of the Tabernacle Women, but also support our guests in terms of hospitality during the convention. So this is open to all women. So when it comes round, you don't have to be available every day, but just tell us when you're available, and that makes the load a lot lighter. The more there are of us who can support, the easier it becomes. And God bless you as you give of your time to serve during this convention. Getting messages here. Yes, I understand that the youths have some cakes available for sale. So there's usually a bake sale organized by the youth of Royal Destiny. The youths have some cakes for sale immediately after the service in the foyer at the cathedral. So please avail yourself of the opportunity to have some and also to bless the youth. They undertake some of these events in preparation for the youth convention later on in the year. And the Lord bless you. Finally, parking at Travel Lodge. So there's an alleged parking contravention which has been announced for some time now. If you've completed the survey as was requested during the week, that was last week, you should receive guidance on the suggested next steps by email over the next 48 hours. Does everyone understand what I'm talking about? Yes, Travel Lodge, alleged parking contravention. So some people have been receiving parking tickets within 1 minute or 2 minutes of having parked before they have the opportunity to queue up to make their payments. So last week a survey came out, you should have completed it, and that will ensure that you get some guidance on how to take forward things. But please note that individual circumstances may vary, and you may need to be prepared to escalate your case for consideration by the Independent Appeals Service. Meanwhile, please avoid parking at Travel Lodge. Otherwise, ensure that you pay for your parking within 10 minutes of arrival at the car park, not within 10 minutes of parking. And the Lord bless you. There will be more information that's provided to you if you completed the survey. The devourer will not have a place in our pockets, in Jesus' name. Amen. So this is going to be fought so that we are not subject to this alleged contravention going forward. The Lord bless us all. I'd like to invite our dad.
Sorry?
I would like to invite our dad to finalize proceedings for today.
Thank you, sir.
That is very interesting. Point of correction, 40 years ago, the Lord appeared to me. And I will have every one of you have the written history. The Lord Jesus appeared to me after 3 days of fasting without food and water. And it was in that encounter, that's what gave birth, concerning the revival of Britain, of UK. And that's what gave birth to Christ Faith Tabernacle on the 4th of March, 1990. However, Christ Faith Tabernacle also, on the 28th of February, in an open vision, the Lord revealed to me that CFT should start by the end of that week. And God revealed to me a building in a street which we do not have any connection with. And God said we should meet there at 2 p.m. this coming Sunday. And it was so. And that's how CFT started. So this month of February for CFT is a month of open heaven. It is the month of God's manifestation of power that every member of this house can access the prophetic. So that grace is upon this house. And of course, over the years, I've had encounters of Jesus again and again, been taken to heaven a number of times. These are the things that should be focused for every member of this house, that the grace available only if you can tap into it. And Lord bless you. Of course, this week we're having a wedding. We have announced them yesterday, last Sunday. That is on Tuesday. Sister Osure Ogedengbe and Brother Emmanuel Olaoye, and their wedding will be this week
Tuesday. So please make sure you attend the wedding to support them. And those of you who have been invited to the reception also, I'm sure that you have made provision for that. And bless the family. Because if you say you don't know the bride is ours. She's a member of the Joanna. All of you will know the mother, Sister Agedengbe. Deaconess, where are you? Deaconess Agedengbe. She's doing Joanna Tabernacle Women duty. So, but we should make sure that we support. Whether you know a person or not, just make sure that you avail them your support. And the Lord will bless you for it. Shall we rise upon our feet, please? Can I ask that the projector team should send this poster into the CFT community group so that everybody will have it? And also maybe the leader can see me. We can develop this better for a complete banner. All right. So, were you blessed today at all?
Yes,
turn to somebody and tell the person you are blessed and highly favored. You are never cursed. No curse can affect you because you are under the blessings of God. Amen. Shall we read the Lord's Prayer together? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now, with an uplifted hand, shall we read the grace in Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Now, may the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make us perfect in every good work to do his will, working in us that which is well pleasing his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Turn to somebody and read to them 2 Corinthians 13, 14. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now. And to yourself. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress.
Amen.
May the name of the God of Jacob protect you.
Amen.
May God send you help from the sanctuary.
Amen.
And grant you support from Zion.
Amen.
May God remember all your sacrifices.
Amen.
And accept your burnt offerings.
Amen.
May God give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
And make all your plans succeed.
Amen.
We will all shout for joy when we are victorious.
Amen.
And we will lift up our banner in the name of our God.
Amen.
May the God of Abraham,
Amen.
The God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, may he open a book of remembrance concerning you. And may the God of Bethel, who appeared unto Abraham and to Jacob at Bethel, may he reveal himself to you, changing your dream into revelations in Jesus' holy name. Before we sing the grace, can I just make this special announcement? If anybody wants to get wedded, please don't go and fix a date and expect us to rubber stamp it, because we are registry. So it is important for you to consult with us so that we will give you a day, work a day with you. If the day you have in mind is available, we'll let you know, because not every day is available in this sanctuary. So it is very good at the early stage you get us involved. Also, if you are a member of this church, you have an option to let Apostle know. If you want a blessing from me, that is from the gift God has given me, before you get into a relationship that can bring you into wedding, I will only spiritually guide you. It is not a compulsory thing. But you know, if you choose yourself and you get yourself engaged and you get into it, I hope you will not have an issue with it, because that means that you have to handle the issues by yourself. whereas you can use the grace in the house to navigate your life, and that will be very, very helpful to you. Also, you must tell all your bridal train, those who will walk in this aisle, everyone who you have appointed, I don't know what name they call them, you know, those who file in with the bride. But is it bridal train? Adults and small one. They are all by that trail. Is it tree or trail?
Trail.
Trail. They are trailing behind.
Train. Like a train. Vehicle.
Train.
Train.
Is it locomotive or digital train? All right. No worry. So your brother train, they said, make sure none of them women have multiple earrings. Make sure none of them women open their breasts. They will be pulled out by my protocol. They will not walk on this aisle. Make sure no man plait his hair. They will not walk on this aisle. They can sit in the church, but when it comes to a procession that I will preside over, any of my pastors, we expect people who come to our sanctuary to honor God, our God. And so if anybody come in a dishonorable way, I will stand to take them out of the train so that they can just sit down. Are we together? The house of God is a sanctuary, and the sanctuary of God must be revered by all nations. Also, if a woman come in sanctuary and your breast is out or your back is out, I will just pack my Bible and I'm back out from them and gone. And the bride I'm talking about, or the best lady. And what we will do is that we will not do church service for you. We will just conduct court wedding straight away. Because in court you can do whatever you like, but you don't need to walk to the sanctuary, to the aisle. Just come in, we go to registry, wed you, take your people and out. Are we together? So we must honor God so that we also can be honored. The Lord bless you. There shall be chance of blessing. It will fall in your house.
Thank you.
bless you. I see you tonight. Please be seated. And the ushers.